Hello and welcome to another Mentioning Les podcast. This is podcast number 71, recorded for March 2014. How are you? I hope you're well. I feel fantastic. It's spring here in Valencia and the weather is wonderful. En el nivel básico este mes, practicamos un poco de gramática y hablamos más de los antónimos, opposites. En el nivel intermedio, estudiamos más gramática general y practicamos un poco de slang británico, British slang words. There are some mixed idioms in the advanced section, and we revisit the popular exercise, What Do You Say?, where we look at some useful short expressions and comments for everyday situations. There's also business English vocabulary, as usual, all to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, ve la transcripción de este podcast o lee los anteriores, ve a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Ok, vamos a empezar con el nivel básico y la gramática. Today is colder than yesterday. No decimos more colder, porque cuando los adjetivos son cortos, es decir, uno o dos sílabas, como cold, hot, pretty, small, big, etc., solo añadimos er, So, cold, colder, hot, hotter, big, bigger, small, smaller, etc. Utilizamos more o less con las palabras más largas, como expensive, more expensive, beautiful, more beautiful. Repite, colder, colder than yesterday. Today is colder. Today is colder than yesterday. Escucha. She didn't answer her phone because she was in a meeting. She didn't answer her phone. Es el pasado. El pasado en negativo. Con el did. El verbo es to answer. Y el pasado de answer es answered. Es un verbo regular, así que solo añadimos ed. Pero cuando ponemos el negativo en el pasado, necesitamos el did como un verbo auxiliar. Y el verbo principal queda en el infinitivo. Didn't answer. She didn't answer her phone. Ella no contestó su teléfono. Repite. She didn't answer her phone. She didn't answer her phone. Escucha. How many people were there at the meeting yesterday? How many people were there at the meeting yesterday? Aquí elegimos were there porque hablamos de la gente, people. Es un nombre plural. Decimos one person, the person was, the man was, the woman was, the girl was. Pero the people were. They were. Plural. Nota que decimos people y no persons. Y es muy fácil traducir personas a persons. Pero people es más común, más usado. Se puede decir persons, pero es más formal y más usado en el inglés escrito. En los contratos legales, por ejemplo, o en un ascensor, que a veces se ve maximum 6 persons. Repite. How many? How many people? How many people were there? Were there? How many people were there? Escucha. I think he's going to leave his wife. Going to leave. Aquí hablamos del futuro con el going to future. Going to plus infinitivo. Going to leave, going to buy, going to have, going to study, going to play, going to live, etc. Repite. Going to. Going to leave. Cuidado con la diferencia entre to live, vivir, y to leave, irse, dejar, marcharse, abandonar, etc. To live, vivir, tiene el sonido vocal corto, I, live. I live in Spain, I live in Valencia, I live in a small flat. Por otro lado, el leave tiene el sonido vocal más largo, leave. Don't leave me, no me dejas. Please leave it on the table, déjalo encima de la mesa, por favor. Repite. Live. Leave. I live in Madrid. She lives in London. Leave me alone. Déjame en paz. Leave me alone. Muchas veces la pronunciación del going to es gonna. We're gonna buy. We're gonna have. We're gonna see, etc. Repite. He's gonna leave his wife. He's gonna leave her. She's gonna leave him. Escucha. What time does the train leave? ¿A qué hora sale el tren? Aquí empleamos el presente simple para hablar del futuro. Present simple. Estamos hablando del futuro porque el tren va a salir. It's going to leave. En el futuro. A veces utilizamos el presente simple para hablar de los horarios y el futuro próximo. Repite. What time does the train leave? When does it leave? Moving on, vamos a seguir y hablar de los antónimos, opposites. Voy a decir una palabra y intentas tú decirme el antónimo. Y luego repítalo para practicar la pronunciación. Future. Past. Adult. Child. Different. Same. Strong. Weak. Tall. Short. Top. Bottom. Clean. Dirty. fat, thin, warm, cool, east, west. Okay, good. Now, moving on to the intermediate section, and in this month's cuaderno, we looked at a selection of grammar sentences. For example, the first one was, they wouldn't invite them if they didn't want them to come. A second conditional sentence speaking about an imaginary situation. The real situation is that they wanted them to come. They like them. They are happy that they came. They wanted them to come, so they invited them. But if they didn't want them to come, they wouldn't invite them. Escucha. A hard drive is a thing which you use to store data and computer programs. The word which here is a relative pronoun. A hard drive is a thing which you use to store data. A remote control is a thing which you use to control the TV. Use which for things and who for people. You can also use the word that instead of which. So, a hard drive is a thing that you use to store data. Or, a remote is a thing that you use to control the TV. Escucha. This church was built in 1759. This is a passive sentence, el pasivo. An active sentence would be, the French built this church in 1759. Or, the Italians built this church in 1759. But it's not important to the speaker who built the church. It doesn't matter. No es importante. So, we use the passive. Repeat. The church was built in 1759. Escucha. We don't have much money in the bank. Do you remember when we use much and when we use many? Well, much for uncountable nouns, incontables, much money, much traffic, much beer, much coffee, and we use many for countable nouns, contables. Many euros, many cars, many bottles of beer, and many cups of coffee. We could also use a lot of. Repeat. We don't have much money. We don't have a lot of money. There isn't much traffic. There isn't a lot of traffic. It doesn't cost much money. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Listen. He told me not to tell anyone. It's a secret. Remember that we say told me and said to me. No se dice said me or told to me. Repeat. He told me a story. They told me a lie. He told me not to tell anyone. Listen. Let's go out for dinner tonight. Let's go out for dinner tonight. We don't have anything to cook for dinner. We don't have anything to cook for dinner. Anything is often used for negative sentences. We don't have anything. She didn't say anything. They're not doing anything. Of course, if the sentence is positive, we can use the negative nothing. We have nothing for dinner. She said nothing. They are doing nothing. Repeat. We don't have anything. We don't have anything for dinner. She didn't say anything. They're not doing anything. Listen. My parents have lived in the same flat for 40 years. The word for here is a time expression with the present perfect. I have lived in Valencia for 16 years. I have lived in Valencia since 1998. Repeat. They've lived here for 30 years. I've been waiting for half an hour. I've loved you for ages. You can practice the present perfect and something, anything, conditional sentences, countable and uncountable nouns, and much, much more by listening to the podcast Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Disponible, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and also at the website inglespodcast.com. Inglespodcast.com. In the vocabulary part of the intermediate level in our cuaderno this month, we looked at some British English slang words. Now, I'm going to say the slang word, and I want you to tell me the more common word if you can remember. For example, dosh, D-O-S-H. What is dosh more commonly known as? Well, it's money. How much dosh have you got on you? Have you got any dosh? Lend me some dosh, will you? What about fag? F-A-G. Fag. Cigarette. Have you got a fag on you? I need to buy some fags. But be careful, because fag in American English is an offensive word for homosexual. I made a terrible mistake when I first went to New York many years ago. I walked into a bar and I asked the barman, or bartender in American English, I said, "Have you got any fags in here?" I will never forget the look he gave me. And I'll never forget that fag means cigarette in British English, but something completely different in the US. If someone calls you gov or governor, what do they mean? Thanks, gov, or cheers, gov? Well, gov means boss in British English slang. A pint of Guinness, please, gov. How much is that, gov? In Spanish, I think you'd say jefe. ¿Cuánto te debo, jefe? How much do I owe you, gov? Mate is colloquial British and Australian English for friend. In Spanish, you might say tío. And in American English, man. Hey, man, how's it going? All right, mate, how's it going? There are also some compound nouns with the word mate. There's flatmate, compañero de piso, compañero de apartamento. There's roommate, compañero o compañera de habitación o cuarto. And classmate, compañero o compañera de clase. And also workmate, compañero o compañera de trabajo. You can also say colleague, for workmate, but workmate is more informal. My mate John is a great bloke. Bloke. Bloke means man. He's a great bloke. Es un gran tipo. Es un tío muy legal. Repeat. He's a great bloke. He's a really nice bloke. Is he the bloke you met in the boozer? What's boozer? Well, boozer is slang for pub. I'm going to the boozer. I'm going to the pub. To booze is slang for to drink alcohol. Often to drink too much alcohol. Ponerse hasta las chanclas or empinar el codo. He's boozing again. Booze is also a noun. You can say he's on the booze. He loves the booze. And a person can go on the booze. Darse a la bebida. And a person can be off the booze. Haber dejado la bebida. Repeat. I'm off the booze. I'll have a Coke. He's on the booze again. His wife's left him. He's in the boozer. Ahora tenemos un anuncio. Así que si quieres, puedes go to the boozer. Pero no recomiendo eso porque voy a hablar de algo que tal vez pueda mejorar tu inglés muchísimo. Estoy hablando de los vídeos de ABBA English. Además de las 144 clases gratuitas de gramática en vídeo, también tienes la posibilidad de probar la primera unidad de tu nivel y hay 6 niveles distintos. Tú aprendes inglés viendo películas cortas con subtítulos, que ya es un método muy eficaz para aprender inglés, pero también actúas en estas películas y es muy divertido. En la misma unidad realizas ejercicios de speaking y roleplay, actuando en el diálogo de cortometraje que has visto. Los cortometrajes son situaciones de la vida real y son la base de cada unidad del curso de inglés. Llevan incorporada la tecnología de reconocimiento de voz propia. Echa un vistazo a los vídeos de abbaenglish.com. Puedes empezar los cursos gratis, sin coste y además con apoyo en español. Al empezar tienes que facilitar una dirección de email y contestar algunas preguntas básicas, pero no es necesario que realices ningún pago. Y yo pienso que si una empresa ofrece un producto gratis para probarlo, es porque es bueno y la empresa cree en sus productos. Regístrate hoy y aprender inglés gratis con vídeo, en casa y a tu ritmo. abbaenglish.com. Pruébalo, no tienes nada de perder. Moving on, and in the advanced section this month, we had some mixed idioms. Let's see if you remember them if I say the beginning. For example, as quiet as a mouse. As deaf as a post. As good as gold. As cool as a cucumber. As fit as a fiddle. As mad as a hatter. As pretty as a picture. As ugly as sin. Do you remember the sentences from the cuaderno? I'll read them to you and you can try to complete them with an appropriate idiom. Ready? I've been going to the gym every day for the last 2 months, and I've also started a really healthy diet. I feel as fit as a fiddle. Thanks for agreeing to babysit for us. Don't worry about the children. You won't have any trouble with them. They're both as good as gold. You'll have to shout when you talk to Dad. He's as deaf as a post. It's 3:30 in the morning, so when we get home, you'll have to be as quiet as a mouse so that you don't wake Mum and Dad up. Look at you, all dressed up for the wedding. You look as pretty as a picture. Also in the advanced section this month, we practiced some things that you can say in certain situations in English. These expressions are not always taught in textbooks and language courses, and sometimes even advanced students get caught out and tongue-tied, sin saber qué decir, in some social situations in English. I know that happens to me in Spanish sometimes. So let's practice and listen to these examples. Thank you so much for dinner. It was very kind of you to invite us. Not at all. Not at all means danada, and you can say it whenever someone thanks you for something. Although it is a bit more formal than just saying you're welcome. Thank you for dinner. Not at all. Thanks so much for your time. Oh, not at all. My pleasure. We really appreciate the work you've done. Not at all. What do you think of the new managing director? Do you think he's a decent bloke? Don't like the look of him. If you don't like the look of something or someone, you don't like it. You don't like him or her. I don't like the look of him very much. I really don't like the look of our new neighbours. Why are you taking so much money with you? We're only going to do a bit of food shopping. Just in case. Solo por si acaso. Just in case. Do it just in case. Take an umbrella. Just in case. Don't forget your credit card. Just in case. Darling, I've finished. I've just put up those shelves in the spare room. About time too. Ya era hora. Here's that 50 euros you lent me. About time too. I've decided to buy a new computer. About time too. I'm going to paint the flat next weekend. About time too. I'm afraid I've just finished your glass of wine. You would. This means that's typical of you. That's the kind of thing I would expect you to do. That's the kind of person you are. And this usually has a negative connotation. Pepito took my camera without even asking me. He would. I'm taking our Christmas bonus and spending it on my motorbike. You would. Listen, it must have been difficult for you to sit through that meeting without falling asleep. It took some doing, all right. It took some doing means it was difficult, but I managed to do it. It needed a lot of effort, but I managed it. Was it easy to set up a new website by yourself? Well, it took some doing. Will it be hard to finish the triathlon next week? It'll take some doing. I haven't been training very hard. In the Business English section this month, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. For example, to step down means to resign or dejar el cargo, ceder el puesto. The chairman has decided to step down because of ill health. Bill Gates has stepped down from the board at Microsoft to spend more time with his money. To team up means to join forces, unirse. The US teamed up with Britain to defeat Germany in World War II. We should team up in order to defeat the competition. I wouldn't worry about that if I were you. I wouldn't worry. Yo no me preocuparía. You can use this phrase on its own as a reply to something like, I think more people are going to lose their jobs next month. I wouldn't worry. I wouldn't worry. You're much too valuable to be fired. I wouldn't worry. The car engine is making a very strange noise. I wouldn't worry. We're nearly there. Just turn the music up. I wouldn't worry is part of a second conditional sentence. I wouldn't worry if I were you. You can also say, if I were you, I wouldn't worry. I'm not sure if they will be able to recover from such a bad year. Recover means recuperar. Do you remember the phrasal verb we can use for recover? To recover from an illness or recover from a bad situation? Get over. Will they recover from it? Will they get over it? Has she recovered from the divorce? Has she got over the divorce? Have you recovered from that terrible cold you had last week? Have you got over it yet? Well, I hope you've got over or recovered from my terrible Spanish pronunciation during this podcast. Puedes ayudarnos con una corta crítica en iTunes. Contribuyendo así a que más personas pueden conocernos y escucharnos. Y gracias a todos los que han escrito algún comentario. Thank you to all of you who have written reviews for us. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. We will, of course, be back next month with another podcast based on our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno de Inglés Mensual. Remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés, where you can ask questions, make comments, and do exercise and practice your listening. Or you can send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter, where we tweet useful links to improve your English, English slang, vocabulary, quotations, and much more. Our Twitter name is MentionTwit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Take care and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire and the track is called Outer Orbit.